This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Families who provide care for children with developmental disabilities are asking lawmakers to not cut parts of Medicaid. CPR's John Daly.
A group called Impacted Caregivers of Colorado says looming cuts will be devastating. Lawmakers are weighing a cap on weekly paid hours for most caregivers at 56 per week. Kira Judson of Peyton is the caregiver for her 11-year-old son, Samuel, who has a degenerative genetic condition and needs 24-hour care.
It's going to force some families to put their loved ones in facilities, which cost 10 times more to the state, or it will force families like mine into poverty-level income because I'm not willing to put my son in the facility.
Lawmakers face a billion-dollar-plus budget hole. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Denver judge has again barred Governor Polis from ordering state employees to comply with a subpoena from federal immigration authorities. The ruling is the latest loss for the governor in a lawsuit filed against Polis last June. The suit alleges the governor directed a state employee to share Coloradans' personal information with immigration authorities in response to a subpoena. That's illegal under Colorado law, and the judge blocked the release of the information last summer. This week's ruling comes after immigration officials issued another subpoena last month seeking similar information on many of the same people. And this is CPR News and KRCC. High fire danger across much of the Front Range and Eastern Plains today. In Denver and the Springs, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s, rain this weekend. And Vail has a slight chance of snow this afternoon, with likely snow Saturday through Monday.